Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I want to get to Rachel Sutherland with Fox News Radio, who's joining us this morning to talk more about the Supreme Court decision yesterday, striking down a Louisiana law. Rachel, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, this is a kind of a surprise with the High Court, a 5-4 decision, with Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the more liberal judges. Again, this had to do with a law in Louisiana, as you mentioned, that would require admitting privileges at a local hospital for doctors who perform abortions. And abortion rights advocates are saying, whoa, 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 this will practically just end abortion in the state of Louisiana. Abortion rights opponents are disappointed with this. Now, there are new cases that could come before the court if they decide to take them up, so-called, you know, heartbeat laws in several states across the country. But again, we see Chief Justice Roberts going with the four more liberal justices on this decision, much in the way that he did on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, that protects people who are brought here illegally as children from deportation.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to look at. You know, I saw the joke this morning that if 2020 were a Supreme Court justice, it would look like John Roberts.
Maybe that's the way the president feels. I don't know.
I'm sure. But you know what? That's what surprised me the most is that I saw Rachel, John Roberts' comment on this, apparently, is that he thought the court was wrong to strike down the law, but he deferred to precedent, which would be Roe versus Wade, right?
That is absolutely correct. Roe versus Wade would be precedent. And I guess the argument would be with, you know, the more pro-choice camp would be, okay, if the Louisiana law is allowed to stand, then other similar laws around the country could take effect and then slowly chip away at Roe. It wouldn't do away with Roe versus Wade. It would still stand. But in effect, many states around the country would then be able to ban abortion almost outright. You know, if you're looking for a doctor, you got a surgery coming up, a specialist, you definitely want to find somebody with admitting privileges. And it's not common for a doctor who performs abortions to have them. You know, pro-life people argue, well, it's about a mother's health. What if something goes wrong during an abortion procedure? In this case, many times, you know, 911 is called, they are sent and taken care of. But and this is, you know, going to be a campaign issue going forward. National Right to Life is saying this is all the more reason to vote for President Trump in the fall if you're pro-life, because it takes a while to be able to turn the court. And there may be an opening in the next 4 years. We don't know that, but we know that there's a couple of more older justices on the court, but it's just hard to predict that kind of thing.
Yeah, true. The court's been busy this week. They had announcements yesterday. I think they're going to announce more before the week is over, including that consumer finance program that Barack Obama put into place, because on that case, they sided with the president.
That's right. That's the Consumer Protection Bureau. That was actually Senator Elizabeth Warren's brainchild. They did side with the president in saying that he can, fire the head of that bureau, but there's nothing unconstitutional about that. So that was something they weighed in on. They refused to take a case on the death penalty, so that would mean that some executions can go forward. And again, one of the biggest cases that we're waiting on is whether or not the president can be compelled to release his financial records. My gut feeling is if they're sitting on that one, I can't imagine the justices waiting till too close of an election to say, yeah, you can have this. I mean, imagine they did this in August or September.
Oh, sure.
And I don't know if it'll take that. But then you're right on top of the election. So I would expect that one to come down sooner rather than later.
Well, we appreciate that. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. So there you have it.
Get more at 971talk.com.